And she and others saw troubling things underground, what appeared to be people being cloned and other things, which very much raises this kind of issue. And if that's the case, then we have a very dark reality taking place beneath our feet, a Nazi type of reality when you get right down to it. And I have to say, I directly asked this question to one of my well-informed sources several years ago, and the response I got from this man was that any people that were used for that type of research or experimentation underground would not be likely to be released alive, but would be dispatched of underground and disposed underground. That was his response.
Who started all of this, Richard? Whose idea was it to build these tunnels and these bases?
You know, I think it goes way back into the mists of prehistory, George.
Yeah, could be.
I think it goes back at least to the time of the Egyptians. And by the way, the Egyptians did a lot of underground work. There are a lot of tunnels under Giza and elsewhere in Egypt.
They've only scratched the surface, I bet.
Yes, there's quite a lot underground in Egypt. I've been there a couple of times, and I've seen enough just from what I observed as a more informed tourist than most by far. I can say the ancient Egyptians did a lot of underground tunneling, digging, construction, and excavation. And what you see when you go to Giza and other ancient archaeological sites in Egypt is a fraction of what's there, because there's a lot beneath the surface. But I think it goes back even further than that, to Atlantean times. And yes, I accept that there was at least a previous round of high or sophisticated civilization on this planet, and perhaps several cycles going way back tens and hundreds of thousands of years. I accept that. And I think that's a conclusion a lot of other cutting-edge researchers are coming to. There have been some books written in that vein in recent years, and quite good ones, I might add, by authors whom I believe you have interviewed.
Fascinating work with Richard Sauter. We'll be back with him and your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.